Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors. We're back on Caregiver Crossing. I'm Tina McIntosh, and in studio I have two lovely gentlemen with me. I'm sitting with John Reynolds. John, good morning to you.
Morning.
And we've also got Ryan Levengood. Ryan, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Ryan is the executive director of Rosegate, so we'll hear a little bit more from you in a minute. We're going to start with John. John, my understanding is that you are currently living at Rosegate.
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been there?
Since Halloween.
Since Halloween. Yeah. Okay. And that's because, if I'm correct, you had open heart surgery on Halloween?
Yeah, and a triple bypass.
Goodness gracious. You look good.
Thanks.
You look like you're doing all right.
I'm getting through it okay.
Yeah. And this is not your first stay at Rosegate, correct?
No, I was there a year ago.
Okay. How did it feel for you to come back?
From the surgery or come back to Rosegate?
Come back to Rosegate, yeah. Yeah, we're glad you're back from the surgery. But back to Rosegate. So you had been there for a short stay, and then you were back home, and then you found yourself back there this fall. And how was that coming back to Rosegate?
It was pretty good. I didn't see any hang-ups or anything, and I kind of just blended right in where I was before. So.
Yeah, good care there.
Oh, yeah, great.
Good people, and we know Ryan's at the helm of all of that. Ryan, what brought, if I'm correct, John, back to Rosegate was you have a specialized cardiac unit?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about what that really, I mean, we can make some assumptions, but what does that really mean?
Well, what that means is we have, at Rosegate, we have 42 short-term rehabilitation beds. And of those 42, we have 16 primary care cardiac rehab beds. Okay. So what that means is that a nurse does all the primary care. From the basics, from ADLs, helping them transfer, go to the restroom, walk to meals, and it goes much more in depth as far as, you know, helping with medications, coordinate with physicians. They do all the care. And what that does is it really helps people like John have that development or that relationship with the nurse. They're able to catch the subtle signs, and that's oftentimes what gets people in trouble with cardiac issues.
Well, when I think about if I were in John's position, and John helped me out here, but if I were in your position and I had just had, you know, open heart surgery and major things done to me, to be someplace where you're comfortable and you know you've got 24-hour care, how reassuring was that for you?
How was I doing what?
How reassuring was that for you?
How was I sharing with that?
No, reassuring. Like, did that make you feel better to know that you had people there medically trained, you know, nurses 24 hours a day?
Oh, yeah. I had no worries about anything. I mean, you have peace of mind because the nurses and the aides and everything, they're pretty much top of the line.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about them missing something, doing something. I mean, everybody's human, but... I think they do an excellent job.
Yeah, because I'm thinking personally, I love my family, but I'm not sure if I had open heart surgery that I want to go home to my own home where my husband and kids are managing my medications and helping me around. So, I mean, that has to be reassuring for so many folks. And is the goal then, Ryan, to help people get back into their homes?
Absolutely. You know, the combination why we do it in a skilled nursing facility is, like we had mentioned, that you're able to receive the care after surgery. While you're recovering after a major surgery that John went through, open heart surgery, while you're also receiving physical therapy, occupational therapy, sometimes speech therapy. So you're working on those two things jointly together. Where oftentimes people will just go to outpatient therapy and they're not receiving nursing care. They're not receiving care from a physician or like the Indiana Heart Physicians Group, come and follow our patients. So we're able to dually work on things. So when he does return, that he's stable, he's strong, he's confident, and he's ready to return home.
I think that sounds great. How long of a stay typically do residents have in your cardiac unit?
You know, it's completely different. You know, a surgery like John went through is much more extensive.
Sure.
It's an open heart surgery. It's a major surgery. There's other folks that have COPD or congestive heart failure. It all varies. I would say on an average, most people are there with a heart condition, probably an average about 24 days.
Okay.
But again, that could be a lot shorter. Some people are just coming for antibiotic therapy after their surgery to make sure that they don't have an infection.
Antibiotic therapy, I've mm-hmm. never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is to make sure you're infection-free after a surgery?
Absolutely, which is a major part of it. You know, essentially, they're opening up your chest cavity, and that's a major part of it is healing, making sure that your wound's healed. And we also have a wound care specialist group that comes in once a week that helps assure that it's being healed correctly.
Do all long-term care facilities have a unit like this?
It's very different than most.
And I only ask that because I've not heard of this before. And just in case you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Ryan Levengood, who's the executive director at Rosegate, which is an American senior community. And in studio, we also have John Reynolds, who is a resident at Rosegate. John underwent a surgery last fall, pretty major open heart surgery, and is now in a short stay at the cardiac unit there at Rosegate. And we're talking about the fact that it's different. It's special.
Absolutely.
And do you end up with a waiting list?
We do. You know, we work case by case with the hospitals and the families. So folks do come from home. They come from the hospital. They come from all different types of locations they do. But certainly if you work with our admissions department, the earlier that you can plan, like John had been to our facility before and knew when he was going to go through his open heart surgery that he was going to go to Rosegate. And in those incidences, the hospital and John are able to work with us closely so we can assure that he has a bed when he's ready. After surgery.
Do you ever get people, Ryan, who say, listen, my husband came home, we've been home for a couple weeks, we cannot do this?
Yeah.
So they're in that crisis mode?
Unfortunately, it happens too often.
Yeah, I would imagine that is the case. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sitting here thinking if we had a situation like this in my home, I would absolutely be calling you to say, let's schedule this. It just seems safe and right.
Absolutely.
John, if you could share anything with the staff there, the people who have been taking care of you for the last couple of months, what is it that you would want to say to them?
I imagine it would be for them to continue to keep up the quality care. Mm-hmm. That they do have.
Yeah. It's emotional for you. They've taken good care of you.
Well, they've been really good of getting me back on my feet. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going too slow at first, and I had to talk to the doctor, the heart doctor, and he said, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody has different ideas as far as how quick it's going to be, how fast it's going to be, and all the people are different. So somebody might come in there for 4 or 5 weeks and be well on the road to recovery, while somebody else might be there 2 months or longer.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be hard to be there that long, but how reassuring to know that these are folks that have come to care about you and they're watching you 24 hours a day to make sure that when you do leave Rosegate and you do get to go home, that you're stronger for it.
Well, they do. The therapy technicians, I don't think you can find any better ones.
That's great to hear. Ryan, if people wanted to get in touch with you, how would they find you?
I think the easiest way to get a hold of us, you certainly can reach us by telephone at 317-889-9300. And if you're in the area, feel free to stop by, take a tour. It's a beautiful facility. At any time that you want to stop by, we can show you around. Another great way is if you go to our website at www.ascseniorcare.com.
Excellent.
You can look up Rosegate from there.
And Facebook, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Ryan Levengood, Executive Director at Rosegate, and John Reynolds, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned. The news is next.